This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation two naval ships and one submarine in Mumbai in a short while. For the first time, three vessels of the Indian Navy are scheduled to be commissioned simultaneously. The commissioning of the three naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense, manufacturing, and maritime security. All three platforms have been designed and constructed entirely at the Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited, Mumbai. Army Day has been celebrated today to honor the armed forces and the immense sacrifices for the country. On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended the best wishes to the soldiers, army veterans and their families. In a social media post, the President said that the Army's unwavering commitment to safeguarding sovereignty of the nation and ensuring national security is an inspiration for the whole country. She also praised the Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. On the occasion, Prime Minister said that the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and focusing on modernization. He also said that the citizens of the country remember the sacrifices made by the bravehearts who ensure the safety of crores of Indians every day. A grand parade has been organized at the Bombay Engineering Group ground in Pune this morning. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has been present on the occasion, while Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the Gaurav Gatha program in the evening. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam has arrived in New Delhi for a 5-day state visit to India. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad welcomed him at the airport last night. President Tharman is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. She will also host a banquet in Mr. Tharman's honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, and several other Indian dignitaries will also call on President Tharman. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Spanish President Pedro Sanchez during his 2-day visit to the country. In a social media post, Mr. Jaishankar said that they recalled the President's successful visit to India, reaffirming the long-standing partnership. He also briefed the President of Spain about his discussions in Madrid and apprised him of progress on both the country's bilateral agenda. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for Delhi NCR due to dense to very dense fog at many places. Delhi's visibility has dropped to 0 meters at 9 a.m. this morning, resulting in travel disruptions at both Safdarjung Airport and IGI Airport, Palam. IMD said thunderstorms accompanied by lightning are expected over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi and West Uttar Pradesh today. It has also predicted rainfall or snowfall activity over Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. According to IMD, Punjab, Haryana, Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern regions of the country are likely to experience dense fog conditions in the night and morning hours today. Minimum temperatures over central India and Maharashtra are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius to the next 3 days. The Weather Department has advised fishermen not to venture into the Gulf of Mannar and the adjoining Comorin area today. The Northern Railways has announced that Indian Railways is set to operate 3 special trains between Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Railway Station, Katra, and Prayagraj to facilitate pilgrims travelling to the Mahakumbh Mela 2025. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the first train will depart from the Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Katra station on the 24th of January at 3:50 a.m. and return from Prayagraj on the 25th of January. The next 2 trains are scheduled for the 7th and 14th of February. These special trains aim to ensure smooth travel for devotees attending the grand spiritual gathering in Prayagraj. With the initiative, Northern Railways reaffirms its commitment to serving pilgrims during this sacred event. In women's cricket, match between India and Ireland is underway at Rajkot. India were 10 for no loss in 2 overs when reports last came in. In the first ODI, India registered a 6-wickets victory, while in the second, they scored the highest ever ODI total of 370 for 5 and won the match by 116 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.